1 minute till showdown. Show starts up. Hey, while we're gathering up, who would like to know what the latest World Internet Challenge figure is? Steiner always raises his hand. Hey, you know what, folks? I think it's going to happen again, and that is that we break another record. Don't know yet. We haven't done it yet, but we're edging up on it. As of just about 5 minutes ago, Steiner has earned an amazing $21,710. You really can make money online. All right, I'll tell you what, folks. You are going to enjoy our next speaker. He comes from the Detroit area, USA. He's going to share a little bit of his background with you, I'm sure. And he's going to teach you indubitably how to market. He is he's one of the most scientific marketers I know. And as a matter of fact, I don't know whether he's number one or number two of the people that I personally know, but that's how good he is. And that's why when he's telling you something, you can take it to the bank because it works. Let's give him a big round of applause. Let's welcome Stephen Pierce.
Today, Saturday, May 21st, 2005, write that date down. Don't look at me, write it down. It's one of the most important days for the rest of your life. Because today marks the brokest day of the rest of your life. Did you hear me? That's how you respond to the brokest day of the rest of your life? I said today, Saturday, May 21st, 2005, marks the brokest day of the rest of your life. I'm completely convinced that that amount of money that you're looking to make, you can make it. I'm completely convinced that the lifestyle that you want to live, you can live it. I'm convinced that car you want to drive, you can drive it. I'm convinced that house you want to live in, you can live in it. I'm convinced that however you define fulfillment in your life, you can experience that. But I'm also convinced that the only thing holding you back is you being convinced. You yourself have to be convinced. But how do I know that? How do I know, without knowing many of you personally, that you can actually live that life that you've been dreaming of? Let me ask you this. How many of you in here have a college degree? Okay. Let's look at the reverse. How many of you in here do not have a college degree? Don't worry about it, because I don't either. How many of you in here don't have a high school diploma? I guess I stand alone on that one, huh? Because I don't have a high school diploma. Here's an easy one. How many of you in here have been shot before? I stand alone on that one. Okay, we got one guy. I've been shot, running the streets, still have a bullet in my right leg as a reminder. How many of you in here have been homeless before? Okay, we got a few in the family, but don't worry about it, because I was homeless too. How many of you in here have people in your life, past or present, if you don't, they will be in the future, that discourage you and always tell you what you can't do? They're wrong. They're the biggest liars in your life. I want you to write down something. I want you to complete a sentence for me. I have a dream that one day I can, or I will, and complete the sentence. I need you to get perfectly clear before we move into, you know, how you can make money with information products. I need you to be perfectly clear on where it is in your life you want to move to. Because you know what? There's not a strategy or a tactic in the world that's going to help you to accomplish your life goals if you haven't even identified what those are yet. Because you're here in this room looking to make money doing something online, offline, or whatever, because there's something in your life personally that you want to have fulfilled. But what is that? Where's your focus? What are you moving towards? How many of us know people in our lives, if not us ourselves, that hop from opportunity to opportunity? Raise your hands. Don't be shy. It's lack of focus. It's lack of focus. We become easily seduced by all these other things. But once you get the focus and once you understand what you are all about, what it is that's really driving you on a heart level, what your own emotional drivers are, you can get better clarity on what it is best fits for you to move closer to that. I know about change. I had to change. How many in here filed bankruptcy before? We got two in the family. I filed it not once, but twice. Well, they kind of threw out the second one because it was kind of like a law that you can't foul it too close to each other. So, kind of had a problem with that one. Yeah. Pretty bad, right? And on top of that, I got flat feet and 40% hearing loss. So, actually, I can get the little handicap sticker and park closer to the stores and to the malls if I wanted to. So you got to ask yourself, with all those disadvantages that I have or had, and being able to come up and experience change and transformation in my life, what's your problem? What's your problem? And in dealing with a lot of people with like life coaching, I kind of figured out what some people's problems are because I went back and I looked at my own life. We constantly try to throw, whether we're overweight, we want to throw diet pills or fat burners or these dietary programs at ourselves, or we want to throw these biz ops at ourselves to try to solve these financial problems that we have. But that's not where the change takes place. I want you to write this down, ITJAR, I-T-J-A-R. And it's important that we go over this before we get into some of the other material. How many of you in here are familiar with the iceberg of change? I'll show it to you. How many of you here ever heard of an iceberg? Very good. That is our iceberg. This is the water level. 13% of the iceberg is what you see above the water. The other 87% is below the surface. In our lives, when we're looking to make change, we're throwing stuff at this 13%. We're looking at the results that we don't like, and we're trying to throw things at it, but we're not going lower to deal with the core issues. Now, I told you about ITJAR. I'm going to tell you what it stands for and touch on each one. I, that's your identity. That's where it all begins, and that's where it all ends. How do you actually feel about yourself? Who are you? Who do you believe you can become? That's important because that influences your thinking. That's the T. That influences your thinking, the way you formulate your thoughts. And guess what? Your thoughts impact and influence your judgments. That's J. The decisions that you ultimately make, the conclusions that you ultimately come to, and your judgments impact your actions. That's A. What you do and what you don't do. And ultimately, your actions impact your results. So you're sitting here trying to throw things at the results to change the results, but at the core level, if in your identity, you don't really believe that you can experience that change, you still feel fat as far as your identity goes, you still feel broke as far as your identity goes, what do you think is going to happen? You're not going to be able to stick to anything. Because all of that impacts the way you think. Then that impacts the judgments that you make, the conclusions that you come to, and bam, that impacts your actions, what you do and what you don't do, whether it's over a short period of time or over an extended period of time. And then what are your results? Take it from somebody that had to change. I had no choice. I couldn't even get in the military. They came up with this weird requirement. You have to have a high school diploma to get in the military now. I couldn't get in the military. I couldn't do anything. I had to figure out, I didn't have seminars like this. I had to figure out how to create change in my life. Because I used to hop from opportunity to opportunity, trying to do one thing, jumping off, trying to do another thing, because, you know, only thing I wanted to do was try to make some money, because I thought ultimately, you know what, if I make a ton of money, that's going to solve all my problems. Interesting enough, you make money, you make more and more money, you just go to a different level of problems. Yeah, it's just a different level of problems. It's an illusion if you think, oh my gosh, if I get rich, life will be wonderful. No, not at all. Now, money can handle a lot of different things. But who you are at your core, doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how much money you have. So you have to really ask yourself, you know, look at yourself, look at your identity. And this is important. Because you can walk out of here with every freaking offer that's given to you from up here. But if you do not ultimately believe that you can accomplish anything, you're wasting your money. I tell it to you because it's true. You have to believe on a core level as far as your identity goes that you know what, you can become this person that you want to become. That all these different people that you're allowing to influence your thinking because they're putting you down, they're telling you about what's impossible, you know what, that's a reflection on them, not you. Don't take that on as a part of your own belief system and don't let them shape your identity. You have the power. You ever heard the saying, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you sure as heck can stop it from building a nest on it? You can't stop people from saying certain negative things to you, but you sure as heck can stop yourself from taking those on and making them a part of who you are. Don't let the people around you or the circumstances around you shape who you ultimately become. That's not shame on them. It's shame on you. You have the power to create the kind of lifestyle that you want to have. How many are committed today to making today the brokest day of the rest of your life? I want to hear you.
Yes. Yes.
How many today are committed to making today the brokest day of the rest of your life?
Yes.
You know, you have to believe that that can be so. Seriously. I mean, because you know what? Many of you in here, I could just see it in your eyes. You've probably been to seminars before, maybe not an internet marketing seminar, but some kind of other event. You've purchased some kind of other business opportunity because you ultimately, you know what? You want to make some money, and there's nothing wrong with that. But things just don't seem to work out. Well, welcome to the club. Many of us, we kind of get it all wrong as far as how things work. We figure that once we become committed to something, when we go for it, it should click, it should work, we should start making all this money and things should change. That's not how it happens. What purifies gold? Quick, anybody? You know, what purifies gold?
Fire.
Fire. Right? Fire purifies gold. So think about it. When you pursue something in your life, and that fire comes to you, it's not there to scorch or burn you. It's there to purify you. Every single thing you want to accomplish in life, the moment you get a focus and you decide you want to achieve something, expect to be tested. Life doesn't throw out the red carpet for nobody. Absolutely nobody. The majority of the room in here has a college degree or at a minimum a high school diploma, right? Now let me see by a show of hands how many of you graduated without taking a single test. Exactly. Life is the same what? If you want to move from $20,000 to $50,000 a year to $100,000, quarter of a million, half a million, a million, whatever, expect there to be some tests. I don't care how easy somebody says it can be. You're going to be tested. Expect it, so don't be shocked and surprised by it. It's automatic, man. It's going to happen. Just expect for it to happen. So I talked to you about change. I went from broke to having created millions. In fact, before I was 23 years old, I had blown through $3.5 million. Because I learned how to create money, but I actually didn't learn how to manage the money. So I was like crazy. I was trying to live lavishly. I was chauffeured around in limos and executive transportation, Lincoln cars and all this, all kinds of stuff like that. It was kind of fun while I lasted, though. Ain't gonna lie. When you look at the bank balance after the fact, it's like, whew, whoa. But you learn from that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about how you can make a ton of money selling information products. How many would like to learn how to do that? But before we get into that, I think I need to qualify myself as somebody who's been able to make some pretty good money selling information products. One of the first ebooks we put together was a 49-page ebook on swing trading. It sold for $49, and it's interesting because in like 49 days, we did just around $48,000, $49,000. We did that in like 2000, the year 2000, and it's gone on to sell over $250,000 worth of copies. Simple ebook. We did a marketing ebook called The Whole Truth. Many of you may be familiar with that, maybe not. That one's done over $250,000. But then we kind of upped the game and decided we wanted to create different kinds of information products. And what I want to do, come with me. We're going to log into a couple accounts. Would you like to see a few stats on some of our products? Yes? No?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, don't sit there and look like zombies. Speak up. I mean, think about it. If you want something, man, you know, let it be known. Right? Let it be known. Don't be shy. You know, we go into these seminars and, you know, we just kind of like clam up. You know, we wait for somebody else to throw their hand up or say something and then approve. You notice how a clap in the room kind of starts with one silent clap? Then that's the sound of approval. Oh, it's okay. Screw that, man. Just go for it. If you feel like clapping, clap. If you feel like doing something, just do it. Don't wait for people around you to give you approval. You know what I mean? Don't wait for people around you to get approval to do something. Be your own person. Lead your own life. Do I have internet set up here? I don't think so. Is this it? It doesn't work that way. All right, here we go. Let's see. Okay. Maybe not yet. I think that's the sound of connection. Bam, here we go. Okay, so we're being connected. And I just want to kind of show you some of the products that we've been able to sell. Let's go to this area. And I'll show you what the product actually looks like. Before I go into Oh, okay. That's my wife, by the way. And believe it or not, she has like two masters, a bachelor, and about to get her PhD. So what were those chances? Hey, but check this out. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, at least in the States, doesn't that become like Dr. Stephen and Alicia Pierce?
Yep.
You know what? If it doesn't legally, it will. At least as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so let's take a quick look. This was a product we had a short run of that we had a platinum edition short run of that we sold for $997. Those are some of our affiliates. Total sales, and we sold it for like a period of 2 weeks. Total sales is just under $166,000 for that one product. All right? Now, here's another product. It's in the same area. This one is called Fibonacci Secrets, and I'll actually show you. Oops. These are what you see up here. This is a lot of the testing and stuff that we've done with the product. These are like a lot of our affiliates that make sales with the products. But here's the number I want you to see. This is just online sales, $730,000. This is one product. And that's just online sales. If you combine 800 number sales, fax sales, and offline sales that were mailed in, you're talking about $1 million in sales, and here's the product. We start off selling it at like $197, and then we bump the price up to $297. It's a tutorial CD that teaches people how to trade with Fibonacci levels, and it comes with this book. You guys can just pass that around and take a look. How many of you would like to have a product that even comes close to those numbers? Like a single product. A single product coming close to those numbers. So we don't release products all the time, but we have a new product called Profinacci that's not even fully released yet. What we did is we went to some of our best clients, and we did a free teleseminar that's like about 55 minutes long, and we told them that the release price for the product would be $297. We'll give you $100 off if they order it from the call, but the actual price of the product is going to be $497. That's going to be the actual price of the product, but we're going to scale up and put price pressure on the market so we can get the most amount of sales when we release the product. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so let's just take a look. And this is just pre-orders. So before the product had even hit the street, we made pretty decent money. Let's take a look at that. And we actually did this call like early April. So let's just go back to April 1st. Because I can't remember exactly what the first day was that we started to sell it. Okay, so April 1st, it was like between April and like the 1st of May, so it was right around 30 days as the sales came in. Net sales, $80,000, right around $81,000. Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
Huh? That's this product right here. Packaged in a software box. I'll open it. And let you guys pass it around. So you can get a good look at the packaging on the product. Package in a software box, opens up on the front, has a free gift on the side, on the inside. I should have showed you the gold sticker, but it says, look inside for your free gift. Another trading product. Official price is going to be $497. Just by getting on the phone with some of our best clients, offer them a deal. That's why you see that pre-sale $100 off. This is how much we gave away. So we decided to give up like $41,000 in discounts, but we collected like $80,000 in less than a month. Not bad, right? You guys can pass that around. On Friday, Armin was talking about, remember Armin said there was, making money selling other people's products? right? You know, the product doesn't have to be your own product. Well, there was a product that Armin and I were selling. We were actually like competing against each other. The results really don't matter because it was so close. I think we had a little bit of an unfair advantage because we started like 3 days ahead of him, but I would admit that all things being equal, he would have won if he started at the same time, but he didn't, so he lost. he kicked butt. I think we were only separated by like 10 sales or something like that. So, I mean, it's not even worth, you like saying, oh, yeah, man. But then again, maybe it is. I don't know. Okay, so let's just take a quick look. And these are just the numbers for like 10 days. And I'm going to show you 10 days. We started on May 5th, and we stopped on May 15th. Wouldn't that be this month, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's create a report and see what those numbers look like. In 10 days, selling somebody else's product, we created over $97,000 in sales. Our take on that is just shy of $50,000, looking like $48,000. It's not bad, huh?
Not bad.
How many of you would like to be able to do that? That ain't bad. And that's what I want to do. I want to show you how to make money selling information products. I mean, today, you know, and this, you know, this is just some of the stuff that we have. This is nowhere near all the products that we have. This product right here, Amazing Trading Plans, was another product, a much bigger package. We sold this one for $347. Comes with the book, comes with this trading plan, comes with the quick start audio, and these were bonuses that were included in the package. Sold for $347. We sold over 1,300 copies of this. Close to like $500,000 in sales. It's not bad, right? I don't know. Not impressed? I tell you what, we'll keep pushing the product and come back and let you know that we got it to a million. All right? Sorry to disappoint you. But the Prof. Fanasi product, when that hits the streets, we expect at least within like a year for that one to hit like the $1 million mark. We do joint ventures. Actually, Armin and I, we have a product coming out together. Seriously, it's going to transform how people deliver information products online. Knowing about the market, I expect within a year to 2 years for that one to do like $5 million in sales. Like $5 million in sales. But you have to know how, before you start releasing information products, you have to know how to do the proper market research. Right? So let's go ahead and get into this. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Say, yeah, baby.
Yes.
I like that. See, you know, you can get out. See, here's the thing. Real quick, and then I'm going to get into it. I want everybody to, like, cross your arms. Just cross your arms. You know, cross your arms. You know. All right, I want you to look at which wrist is on top. Look at which wrist is on top. All right, everybody take a note of that? Okay, uncross your arms. Now do the reverse. Kind of uncomfortable, isn't it? Right? Feels a little unnatural. That's how success is sometimes. This is your comfort zone. The way you did it the first time is your comfort zone. You want to become successful where it feels extremely comfortable. That's not really how it happens. To become successful, you'll start to experience some things that, you know what, they seem a little unnatural, and they seem to be uncomfortable, but that's okay. So I want you to remember that. It's not going to all the time be comfortable. It's not supposed to. Think about it. If becoming successful was comfortable, there would be no such thing as failures. Right? No such thing. So understand that it's going to be uncomfortable at times, and that's okay. So let's go ahead and get started. What is marketing? Okay. Marketing is this. Very simple. What in the world? Okay. Marketing is the business of satisfying customer needs. That's pretty much it. Marketing is the business of satisfying customer needs. Everybody's got a problem. Nobody cares about how much money you want to make. Nobody cares that you're in debt. Nobody cares really about your own dream or about what you want to do and accomplish in your business or in your life. Only thing people really care about are their own issues. That's it. And by helping them to solve their problems, yours are going to be taken care of. Yours will be fine. Profit is not the objective of what you're here for. Profit is not the objective of your business. It's the result of two things: the value you provide and the strategies you use to provide it. That's it. You do a darn good job at providing value and using strategies to get that value to the marketplace, man, let me tell you something. You will be set. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. It's a given that you want to make money. It's not even a part of the equation. That's it. It's not even a part of the equation. That is automatic, right? Who's here to not make money? See? That's automatic. The question becomes, how can you effectively and efficiently identify a group of people with some kind of need that you can fill, and as a result of doing a heck of a job, you start to make that money you want to make? Okay, the marketing challenge. Every single person in here has this one challenge. That's it. I don't care what country you're in or what it is you're selling. Everybody shares the same common thread as far as the challenge in their business. Very simple. Finding, getting, keeping, and growing customers. That's it. That's it. You can do all these elaborate things throughout the process, but that's what it sums up to, right? I mean, is there anything else that you're looking to do? That's pretty much it. No need to complicate the process. So you look at this and you ask yourself, well, what's the most effective way to find them? What's the most effective way to get them? What's the most effective way to keep them? And what's the most effective way to grow them? That's it. No need to complicate the process. Ah. Right? So let's do this. Getting it right to profit. How many of you would like to know all you have to do, the very simple thing you have to do to make money? Huh? Is that it? I need more consensus. Come on. I need more hands. All right. I didn't want to have to send some of you guys out because you didn't want to know. I just want this for the people that want to know. All right? Very simple. I don't know what's wrong with my clicker. All right, right offer for the right customer at the right time in the right place, through the right channel. Getting it right. Doesn't that make sense? Huh? There's nothing complicated about that. Okay, now maybe doing that. Yeah. Maybe it gets a little complicated. But understanding the concept that this is what you're looking to do is pretty simple, right? So you go to this and you ask yourself the question, well, what's the right offer, right? Because remember, what did we just do on the last slide? We found them, right? We wanted to get them, we wanted to keep them, we wanted to grow them. So once you have them and you got them in your scope, okay, well, what's the right offer for, right? So you look at this, it's like, well, you know, what's the right customer in that group that we found, right? And then, you know, what's the right time and what's the right place and what's the right channel? Pretty simple, would you agree? Okay. Seven steps to marketing information products for big products. Let's go through these real quick. You want to define your primary desired customers and develop the market segments that the customers logically group into. You want to identify customers' needs, wants, and wishes. Define your desired positioning and value proposition. Develop your product. Create goals and measures of success. Implement and execute your action plans to close the gap and experience success, and then repeat the process. We're going to go through each one. Before we do, let me talk to you about a guy who was part of our SMC program, Smart Marketing Coaching Club. His name is Greg Caesar. Just under a year ago, last summer, my wife, back there, gave him and his wife an idea for a niche market to pursue. Now, he has some resistance to the idea, believe it or not. Because of how much money he's making in it, I told him that we would not reveal it to people. But I will tell you this without telling you. It's targeting parents with kids in a certain age group that have a certain problem. Okay, that's the best I can do. All right? Like last July, you know, after spending about maybe like $3,500, $5,000 U.S. and ramping the thing up and doing market research, he decided to go ahead and start marketing to this market. The product sells for under $30. Would you like to see how well he's doing with it? Huh? I kid you not. It's for this market, it's a very small market. And for the price point, pretty outrageous. Let's take a look. Ted would be happy to see that he uses autopilot riches, right, Ted? Look at his numbers. Like 10 months, he's done like $160,000. It's a downloadable ebook. It's not bad. How many of you like to do that? The idea came straight from our idea pool because we know how to research markets. We go beyond the looking at, you know, the inventory, Overture tool, word tracker, and all those other things. If we're going to build out a product, we want to go a little bit further to understand not just what's going on online, but what's going on offline, and what are the current trends in that market so that we can identify what the best fragment of that market is to target. Would you say he's doing pretty good at that? Ain't bad. All on autopilot. You can see the dates. Wouldn't you like to add that to your account? Yep. Not bad, right? Okay, so number one, define your primary desire customers. How many of you would like to know some of the markets that we're pursuing? How many would like to know some of the markets we're pursuing? I mean, research that we've done, markets that we said, you know what, these are cool. There's like about, probably like 100 of them. I'll probably give you a list of 33, but take a closer look at maybe like 4 or 5. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. I want you to write these down. Because, listen, put it like this. The market that Greg is making that money in, it's a great market, but believe it or not, these markets are a little bit better. So I want you to pay close attention. Don't be beating up on people, trying to prevent people from writing them down either, okay? No violence. This ain't America. All right, so the first thing you want to do is identify kind of a group. Like a lot of the products that we're pursuing right now, these niches come from like the hobbyist and lifestyle group, and here are some of them. These are like 4 or 5 of them. Crochet, sewing, knitting, organic, and quilting. Write those down. So you look at those markets. I'm sorry, did everybody get that? Well, they'll come back up again. And you want to identify what the customers need, want, and wish for. Right? So those are the niches, but then within a niche are fragments of a niche. And we find that you can make pretty decent money by doing niche marketing, but you can make a heck of a lot more if you start to fragment those niches and go for the fragments, because most people are just going for the niches. So what you do is you get specific on the specifics, if that makes sense. Now, we have some of the numbers that we'll show you, you know, based on the Overture, the inventory Overture tool, since a few people talked about that, and you guys should probably be pretty familiar with that now. Okay, crochet. In Overture, 55,990 people look for crochet patterns a month. Okay, that's just an Overture. But the numbers offline are huge, much bigger than that. Let's take a look at another one. Sewing, just over 44,000 people look for sewing patterns. Knitting, just over 35,000 look for knitting patterns. over 30,000 in the organic market look for organic gardening, and in quilting, over 15,000 look for quilting patterns. Oh, by the way, if you have questions, if you can hold them for later, because I don't hear that well, and I have like just under 90 minutes, so I do apologize. All right, I promise you, if you have questions, just write them down, and when we get to the back, I'll answer them all for you. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Agreed? Say agreed.
Agreed.
Thank you. Okay, so what I want us to do is ask the question. Whenever you identify a market, it doesn't have to be these. Whenever you look at a market and you identify that need, that want, or something that they wish for, here's the question you need to ask yourself. Make sure you have your pens locked and loaded and write this down. Ready? Very simple. Does this need, want, or wish seem significant enough that people will be willing to pay to satisfy it? Does this need, want, or wish seem significant enough that people would be willing to pay to satisfy? If you get a yes, then that's something you may want to look to go forward on. All right? Everybody got that? If not, I can get some slides out to Ted so he can get these to you, okay?
Yes, please.
All right, so we want to keep on going with this. Let's take a look a little bit further. Let's look at the organic market. I want you, if you don't mind, I'm going to read through this stuff rather quickly. Let's go look at like three markets, look at a little bit of data, medium data, and then a lot of data, kind of like allowing you to look over my shoulder to see some of the other things that I like to try to gather up to figure out what's going on with the market. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to come over here and I'm going to read some of it, but I'm going to read through it quickly. But I just want you to see that when we find a market and it's like something that we feel is pretty good, then we go further to try to find some information. You know, do they have associations? If they have associations, what are the associations saying about the market? You know, about the growth potential, about any trends, you know, I mean, what's going on with it? So let's just take a quick look, okay? Okay, the organic market. Ronnie Cummins, National Director for the Minnesota-based Organic Consumers Association, said 10 million families in the United States are buying organic food each week, and that number has increased by 25% every year in the last decade. This year, grocery stores across the country will sell 10 billion organic food, about 2% of all food sales, he said. And that's just the United States. It's not Australia. It's not the UK. It's not Asia. That's just the United States alone. Would you say that's a pretty good market? Especially when you just look at organic gardening alone, all those searches, and then there's a ton more searches, right? So how many would say, that's a pretty good market to look into, right? So what do you think we did? Bam! Y'all get Emerald out here? Bam! What do you think we did? There you go, the ultimate organic lifestyle. Put together a product for it. Why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at something else. Let's look at the quilting market. Did you know in the States, March 16th is National Quilt Day? can you believe that? They are that committed to quilting. That alone should be like, make a product, right? Make a product, but let's go a little bit further. In towns and cities all across the United States, quilters are joining together. They come from all walks of life, span the boundaries of age, race, and gender, and are growing in number every year. The growth in quilting's popularity over the past quarter century has been truly phenomenal, says Kerry Bressenhand, president of Quilters, Inc., the Houston-based sponsor of the annual International Quilt Festival. They have an annual quilt festival. Come on. This thing screams product all over it, right? Okay, and Bressenhand has the numbers to prove it. According to the survey conducted in 2000 by Quilts, Inc., they're conducting surveys on quilters now. Okay, they're conducting surveys on quilters, okay? In Quilters Newsletter Magazine, the number of quilters in the United States has grown from nearly 15 million to more than 19 million in the past 3 years alone. Okay, that's a market.
Yeah.
Right, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
That's a freaking market right there. You just fragment that baby all the way down. You better write down quilters right now. Write it down. But that's not all. Let's take a look. In addition to the creative aspects inherited to the craft and the strong friendships forged amongst those who advance the art, Bressenhand points to quilters' thirst for knowledge as one of the main reasons this centuries-old tradition has not only survived but thrived. They're looking for more information. Okay, that's a pretty good tip, right? All right. Quilters are always eager to learn new things. Listen. This is coming from like the people at the top of the hierarchy. The numbers in the overture don't tell you this stuff, do they? They don't let you know all this stuff, right? Okay, quilters are always eager to learn new things, new techniques, new patterns, new stitches, okay? New product on techniques, new products on patterns, new products on stitches. Right?
Right.
And they just got it right here. Right? She says, and there's always something new to learn. How many people are in here? I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot of things to learn for quilters now, right? Right?
Right.
All right. All right, and this was taken from Country Living Magazine, January 2001. Okay, what do you think we did? Huh? Makes sense?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That does make sense, right? Okay, let's take a look at one more. Actually, two of them at the same time. Crochet and knitting market. It's been a phenomenal record-breaking year for yarn sales, relates Richard Brown, chairman of the Craft Yarn Council of America, CYCA. The Yarn Industry's Trade Association, they have a trade association, the yarn industry. Where do you think these people that crochet and knit get their materials from? Yarn companies, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let's blow through this. By applying research, pursuing more ways to educate consumers, and using common sense, we can predict sales continuing strong for years and years. Brown credits the focus and commitment of CYCA's members to fund an expansive promotion campaign and then backing it with exciting yarn patterns, publications, and accessories for the boom. But he's quick to point out that was not an overnight occurrence. It was really an evolution, a gradual process that we started in 1998. Brown, buoyed by consumer research conducted for the council at the end of 2004, comments, looking ahead, the opportunities are amiss. Here's what we know. More people know how to crochet and knit than ever before. 53 million, or one in three women, know how, and there are 94 million more potential customers. What do you think? 85% of current crocheters and knitters plan to make as many or more projects in 2005. More young women are crocheting and knitting than ever before, and we know from previous research, passion for these crafts will grow with age. 52% are of under 35 age group said they were going to market make more projects in 2000. See, I'm already thinking about marketing, right? More people know how to crochet and knit than ever before. 53 million or one in three women know how, and there are 94 million more potential customers. 85% of current crocheters and knitters plan to make as many or more projects. Wait a minute. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, what the numbers do not track is the evolution of these crafts from hot, fashionable hobbies to cultural phenomenon. They call it a cultural phenomenon. Okay, I want in on the phenom, okay? How about you?
Yeah.
All right. There's a social aspect which is driving this trend, continues Brown. More and more people want to be a part of the communities of knitters and crocheters, and that's true for adults as well as children. They want to be on the in. There are knitting and crocheting gangs. Yeah. They're gangs now, and people want in. I mean, I tell you, okay, let's go, let's keep it going. So, I mean, this is just more and more data. Across the country, 38 million people knit and crochet according to surveys conducted in 2002 by the Knitters Guild of America. They have a Knitters Guild? The data at inventory at overture.com, it doesn't tell you this stuff, does it?
Nope.
Think about how the numbers they're talking about, those numbers don't show up on Overture. So when we do our research for markets, we go beyond what people normally do. It may take just a little bit more work, but we go beyond that. So what do you think we did? Huh? What, doesn't that make sense? Right? Okay. So, identify your customer needs, wants, and wishes, and these are some of the other markets. I'll tell you what, since I'm kind of like a little bit behind, I promise you, I'm going to send the slides. I'm going to send the whole PowerPoint to Ted so you guys can have it. How about that?
Okay.
That sound good? Okay, but these are some of the other markets that we are targeting. Extremely high. Those are the numbers from inventory, overshoot, and many of these are better than the one that Greg is marketing to. Right? Okay, so, number three, define your desire position and value proposition. I want you to write this down. This is the master key to making all the money you want. V-A-L-U-E. I heard somebody say that marketing is trying to get a man or a woman to part from their money without resorting to violence. Right? Now, if you think about it, before there's some kind of financial exchange, there has to be some value present, right? So the other alternative is what? A mugging or a robbery? Right? But if you ask me, I don't think you're going to have, like, loyal clients if you're mugging them, right? Kind of difficult to have loyalty when they're getting mugged, right? So what do you have to do? You have to create value. Why do you have to create value? Very simple. Your business owes its existence to its customers. If they don't want you, game over. They don't want you, it's over, man. Ain't no such thing as independent. Because you're old, unless you, and if you figured this out, please pull me to the side and tell me how you've done it. Unless you figured out a way to sell and buy to yourself, you need other people. Yeah, you need other people. You need somebody to buy from. But seriously, if you figured it out, how you can, like, do it yourself, I'm here, man. I'm all ears. All right? Other thing, your customers will increase if their needs are met. Conversely, they would decrease if their needs are not met. Simple. Meet the needs. You look at somebody that has a financial problem, they're not solving enough problems for people. And the kind of problems you solve will kind of correlate with the kind of money you're the kind of money you're making. You can solve small problems, make small money, but make a ton of money by solving those small problems in volume. Or you can solve big problems and solve them in a lower volume and still make a ton of money. Does that make sense? Yeah. For example, me showing you how to get weeds out of your garden, you're not going to pay me as much as to show you how to make a ton of money in the stock market or in the futures market, right? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how to get weeds out of your garden, get it now for only 997 pounds? That product ain't going to move much, is it? And if somebody did buy it, you would be shocked. You would personally pick up the phone and call them, wouldn't you? And be like, I need to see what those weeds look like. Right? If you're willing to spend that much, I want to see what those weeds look like. Right? Okay, three, customers need change. Therefore, you must continually introduce and improve on new products. So, listen, there's five things on the axis. I'm not going to get into them. There's five things on the axis of creating value for people. Right? You can write these down real quick. People want control. People want customization. People want convenience. People want choice. And people want change. And real quick with change, because listen, what? We know the only constant is change, right? That's the only thing that's rapidly moving, right? What your customers want is like this freaking fast-moving target. How many remember, like, a long time ago when it was really rude to have an answering machine? Now today, it's rude to not have one, right? Yeah. Things are changing. That was the slower point of change, but you have to kind of keep in step with it. And by adding, you can add value to your packages by letting them know that as the market changes or as things in the industry change or technology changes or politics change or all these things, different things change. Listen, you're right there on the cusp of change. You're going to pass that on to them and upgrades or additions or something like that. So they don't have to be too concerned or worried about keeping up with change. They want to feel confident that you're going to help them to do that. Right? That's what I mean when I say they want change. Okay. Developing your product. You've done all this stuff, now you want to develop your product, right? This is what I call, what's called a morphological box. Anybody ever heard of that? No. All right, I'm going to show you what it's like, what you do real quick. You set up your parameters, and then with those parameters, you look at the options. For example, you now want to create the product and produce it, so you ask yourself, well, how do we want to produce this product? So, you look at the hows. We can create it ourselves, right? You know, maybe we have the knowledge or we're going to do the research and we're going to create it ourselves, or we can get a ghostwriter, we can pay the ghostwriter to do it and trust that they're going to do it and trust the information is going to be right, maybe check over it ourselves or something like that, or we can private label somebody else's stuff, or we can buy it, we can invest in a total solution that has all the stuff done for me already, and with the private labeling, one of the disadvantages, everybody gets it. There's built-in competition because you cannot get exclusive rights to it. But if you buy it and you make an investment in a total solution where you get the exclusive rights, that means no matter who wants to sell this specific product, they have to sell it through you as one of your affiliates. That's it. Right? Okay, so then you look at the market. Well, I mean, and I'm just going to use these as examples since we were looking at these. Is that okay? So you have quilting, you have organic, you have knitting, you have sewing, you have crocheting. So those are the options as far as the markets go. And then what about the format? We can do an ebook, a regular book, a DVD, an audio, or we can do a membership site. Then what about the topics? We can do more patterns, stitching, something for beginners, something that's highly instructional, or gardening. And the gardening, of course, would be related to or organic, unless there's something called knitting garden or something like that. But maybe you can create that market. I don't know. Price. It could be £9.97, £19.97, £29.97, £39.97, or £49.97. So what you do is you could do this with anything. So you look at the parameters, and then you look at the options. How many remember playing Connect the Dot in school? You stayed in there longer than me, so you should remember. Right? Remember Connect the Dot?
Yeah.
All right. So that's all you do. So you say, I'm going to buy a total solution, so I don't have to do no work. And I want it to be on quilting. It's going to be an ebook, and it's going to be an ebook for beginners, and we'll sell it for $19.97. You see how I just connected them?
Yep. Yeah.
And you just keep going through different combinations to come up with different combinations for the product. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that seem easy enough? So
you,
regardless, whether it's this market or any other market, just do a morphological box, put down the parameters, look at the options, and then just start connecting stuff. All right? Remember, you're going to get the slides. Okay, 5 product development action items. Real quick, you need to name your product. You need to get the domain. You need to create the product. And you need to create the website. You need to get targeted traffic. If you bought a total solution, all this stuff is done for you already. It's already completed for you. Website, product, domain, the product being named. And while a total solution won't give you traffic, a total solution should show you how to get that traffic, right? So that basically you're instantly in business, and all you have to do is use the strategies they give you to get the traffic and start making a ton of money. Okay, create goals and measures of success. Let's just say you want to make 50,000 pounds. How many would like to make an extra 50,000 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. All right, let's just say your investment was 3,000 pounds in a total solution. Well, how many of you in here drive? Okay, how many of you in here drive to a place that you drive to all the time? How many of you, if you kind of get lost or miss a turn, you quickly can identify that you missed that turn and that you're off,
yep.
Right? So then you do something to correct yourself, right?
Yep.
The same thing in business. But with business, you're going to a place that you haven't been to before, so you have to ask yourself certain questions. How do I know if I'm being successful? So you set this objective that you want to make 50,000 pounds, but how do you know if you're being successful? You can use the financial revenues coming in as one measure of success, but that shouldn't be the only one. Another thing is, how do I know if I'm getting in trouble? How do you know if you're getting in trouble? You need to be able to measure what's going on in your business. And if you're off course, what corrective actions should I take? Right? You need to know those things. Okay, you need to identify the gaps that you have. So did you remember when we were on the panel, I was talking about gaps? You guys remember that? See, the gap is this. You have this picture of where you ultimately want to be. Let's just say it's your I have a dream statement. Remember the beginning I said, write that I have a dream that someday I might, I will, I can do X? Well, that's like this extraordinary life that you want to live. And then you have where you are today. And in between, you have a gap. You need to identify those gaps and then fill the gaps, right? For example, you look at, I mean, there's all kinds of gaps, but I'll give you an example like knowledge gaps. Knowledge gaps are what you know versus what you don't know, but you need to know, right? I know this, but I need to know this, so there's a gap. So you fill that knowledge gap. Like, okay, I know I have a product. I know I have a total solution. But what I don't know is how I'm going to make the 50,000 pounds that I want to make. So what you need to do is what? Fill that gap to find the strategies, the tactics, the methods, or whatever to make that 50,000 pounds. Does that make sense? Huh? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, 6, implement and execute your plans to close the gap and experience success. Very important. Set momentum objectives, and I'll tell you what that is in a minute. You want to do the doable. Set achievable objectives. How many in here do planning and different things like that and prioritizing stuff, right? Most people prioritize things by what's important, right? Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Agree?
Yeah.
But you know what? As far as we're concerned, do the easy things first. Do the winnable stuff. How many in here are familiar with American football? Well, that sounds sad. So much for that analogy. Maybe like, what is he talking about? Football. Are you serious? Nobody here knows about America. Okay, what sport is there in here that you guys are familiar with?
English football.
English football. Soccer.
Toka? Soccer.
Soccer. Soccer's good, right? Yeah. Soccer's good. The objective is to win, what, the soccer championship, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Right? So how do you do that? You win it one game at a time, right?
Yep.
How do you win the game? You win it one goal at a time, right?
Yep.
How do you win the goal? You ground out yardage up the soccer field, passing it to other people, right?
Yep.
So, wait, did I say soccer? What, did I say something wrong?
No, I said that's American football. It's the same as soccer.
Oh, okay. You guys think that's the same as football? Well, I won't educate you on American football, but it's close. But we have American soccer, so I'm a little familiar with that. But do you get the point?
Yeah.
But guess what? To be able to move that soccer ball up the field, you have to have strategies and tactics, right? You have to have the plays. Don't think these guys just get out there and be like, kick it to me, kick it to me. That's not how it works. They have a plan. They have formations, and they have all this stuff. And what they do is they win the winnable. You know what? He's way down here. The goal is up there. Boy, he would love to sock it when it get it square between the sticks and have it just blast at the back of that net for a score, wouldn't he? But what is the easiest thing to do? Pass it to this guy that's probably like 10 yards up and open. Right? So set all your objectives and don't put them in the order of what's most important. Put them in the order of the easiest things first. Why? Because then you can start to get momentum. You start doing the easy things, and now you're in motion. You're going. You have things going. You're moving forward. And with that momentum, it becomes much easier to start doing the things that may be medium to difficult. You got that? Then you repeat the process. All right, a few quick tips. 5 quick and easy internet marketing strategies. 1, build a brand that stands for solving problems. People got problems. They want somebody that's going to help them solve their problems. Build a brand that helps them to do that. Let affiliate partners do marketing for you. Remember we were looking at our account and you saw all those affiliates that were in there? Why not? How many of you would like to have people as affiliates driving traffic to your site, making money for you, and you're only paying them based on the performance, meaning you're paying them based on the sales that they make and on nothing else? Nobody?
Yes.
All right, well, you know, vocalize, man. How many of you in here vote?
Yes.
Is that all the people that vote? I'm going to tell you this right now, seriously. From my experience with dealing with people, you can sit there and be cross-armed or whatever, but you know what? Success doesn't owe you nothing. Nobody owes you anything. If you want it, you better go get it.
Thank you, bro.
And how you're acting in here, you know what? It's just a representation of what's going on internally. You be aggressive, you just go after it. Otherwise, somebody next to you is just going to eat you up. And what could have been yours becomes theirs. I'm serious. Inside, you raised your hand. Yeah, you're not. No, get active. Yeah, dude. You know? Do something different for a change. That's pretty interesting. Do something different for a change. That's pretty interesting. Do they call that something? You're the college graduates, you know? You got to tell me. Okay, create valuable bundles of information and services. You want to create these incredible bundles of information and services for people that solve their problems. This is rather easy. You meet the need. You provide the value. A transaction can take place. They get what they want. You get what you want. Everybody's happy. And then you repeat the process. Okay, add new value to transaction between buyers and sellers. Like if you're an affiliate, you can add things to the transaction to add value to the package beyond what they would normally get between the straight transaction from between the buyer and the seller. So like if you brought the buyer and seller together, you can add something to that that enhances the total value for the total solution and then boost sales. Does that make sense? Okay. Integrate digital commerce with absolutely everything. That means be digital. Even if you're selling physical stuff, make sure you have digital elements involved. All right. Ingredients for success in marketing information products. Very simple. A product oriented to customers' wants and needs and wishes. Right? We should be pretty clear on that now, right? Okay. Marketing strategy effective at gaining customer attention. I mean, they say having a great product is half the battle. The other part of the battle is getting people to try it out. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to try out your product if you can't get their attention, right? Mm-hmm. So you need to be able to get their attention. A strategic plan and action to capture names and email addresses. Well, why in the heck would you want to do that? Yeah. Very simple. You want to be able to stay in contact with them, right? You want to be able to stay in contact with them, right? Yeah. Makes sense? Yeah. I mean, we have our reasons. We want to sell them stuff, right?
Yeah.
But we sell them stuff by giving them value. I mean, it's no secret. It's nothing to be ashamed of because you want to sell something to people. How many of you have ever been to a shopping or a grocery store or a mall and bought something? Okay. Now, at the register, it's the clerk kind of like... No way. They're like, listen, if you want it, you better swipe a card, write a check, give me cash, right?
Yeah.
Now here they may say, just don't make it dollars, right? We don't want U.S. dollars here, right? Make them pounds. But doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
There's no shame. The only reason you should be ashamed is if you're giving people crap. Then shame on you. But if you're not giving them crap, then you present it with authority and conviction and enthusiasm, and you accept that money understanding the value that you're giving to them. Make sense?
Yeah.
So never be ashamed of taking money. Okay, a well-focused website that can close sales. Your website is designed to do one thing, close the deal. Rather, it's closing the opt-in or it's closing the sale. That's it. All your other advertising that you may do, free or paid, it's designed to do one thing. That's just to get their curiosity to the point where they'll click and go to the site and then let the site do its work. A rapid response system that can deliver what was sold. Some kind of delivery mechanism in place, you know, very simple things. People who are selling digital products know, you know, if they buy the digital product, you want to have a system in place that automatically gets them the product, right? You don't want to have to give it to them manually, right? Personal delivery of your ebook. I mean personal delivery, like driving it to their house. I mean, that would be ridiculous, right? You don't want to do that. Okay, so what have we learned today? We learned to define your primary desired customers and develop the market segments that the customers logically group into, right? Did we learn that? Okay, also to identify your customers' needs, wants, and wishes. We learned to define your desired positioning and value proposition. To develop your product, to create goals and measures of success, to implement and execute your action plans to close the gap and experience success, and to repeat the above process again and again and again and again and again. Would you agree that we learned that?
Yes.
Very good. So, how many of you would like to instantly be in business, being able to market to those niches that I just showed you? Seriously, how many? No, listen, raise your hand if you want to instantly be in business. And I'm talking about instantly in business, working with me. Raise your hands high. I can't see you. Good. Okay, here's the deal. We have developed full products. Those markets that I was showing you, we were developing those for ourselves. But for one person, you see these briefcases? These are business briefcases. You get the total freaking solution. One per person in the entire world. No repeats anywhere else. No two people can have it. If somebody else wants to sell it, they have to be an affiliate of yours. Let's take a look at the ones that we have. We have all of them, but these are some of the ones I think we have here right now. Crocheting, Sewing 101, Knitting Essentials, Ultimate Organic Lifestyle, Essential Guide to Quilting, Secrets to Perseverance, Bridal Shower Secrets, Secrets to Self-Confidence. So what does this mean to you? Let's break it all down. You know what? Because I want you guys to make some money. How many here would like to really make some money providing total solutions and not having to be concerned about building websites and all this other kind of stuff? It's important, but why do you have to do it? Right? No need for you to do it, so let's take a look at everything that I'm willing to give you today. One, market research, fully done. Please hand those out. The market research is fully done. All right? Complete ebook. The whole ebook is done for you already. Bonuses. We give you content-rich bonuses that are delivered to your clients along with the main product that they're purchasing. Graphics. All the professional graphics that you need to sell your product as well as to give to your affiliates. The website is fully created. It's all done for you already. All the copy, professionally written. The website, the HTML, everything is done. All right, domain registration. The domains have already been registered, but hey, how many of you in here know the importance of being in Google yet? Raise your hand high if you know the importance of being in the search engines in Google. Right? Did you know there's this thing called the Google Sandbox, right? And today, it could take as long as 3 to 6 months to get listed in Google. That sucks, right? Yeah. That sucks. You go out here and you want to start this new web business, and you know, some people get so frustrated that what they do is start to pay, you know, buy pay-per-clicks, and there's nothing wrong with that. But wouldn't you like to be in the search engines quick? Mm-hmm. Guess what? Bam! We give you a URL that's already listed in Google. No waiting. How exciting is that? A domain already listed in Google? Hosting. We'll host the website for you absolutely free. Listen, when I said total solution, this is freaking total solution. Okay? Sales letter. It's done. The sales letter is professionally written. It's done. Literally all you do is just instantly be in business. Autoresponder series. Remember we talked about collecting names? Well, you gotta collect the name when you do. You gotta give them something, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta send them something. You don't wanna send them a blank response. Guess what? We have already written a 5-day e-course for you and it's all yours. So when they opt in, bam, they get this email series that's designed to sell them your product. Affiliate toolkit. Remember we talked about affiliates? Well, if you want to have affiliates selling for you, they need some tools, right? We give you headlines, easing ads, emails, graphics. You have an instant affiliate program. And this gets exciting as well. You get your autoresponder service. We're going to pay for that for 60 days. But guess what? Within 60 days, you should be rolling in the dough, so you're not going to be paying for the autoresponder service out of your own pocket. You'll pay for it out of profits. Doesn't that sound better? Yeah. I can't hear you. Isn't that much better?
Yeah.
All right. ClickBank registration. ClickBank is one of the quickest and easiest ways to start accepting all kinds of credit cards and checks online. We'll take care of that for you and get you fully set up. So, I mean, instantly you're in business and you're rolling. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Okay, but the total value of that is $6,436 U.S., approximately 3,523 pounds. But you know what? I ain't finished yet. All right? You'll be able to get our Overlook Traffic Secrets. They put the value there at $97 U.S., but it's not even for sale. You can't even buy that. It's a two-hour call that I did on Overlook Traffic Secrets to get traffic to your website. It's not for sale anywhere, but you'll be able to get that included. Low-cost traffic strategies, a call that I did with a friend of mine. You'll be able to get that. That's included. Google AdWords call. It's like a 2-3-hour call that shows you how to effectively use Google AdWords by one of the people they consider to be one of the foremost authorities in the States for profiting from Google AdWords. You get a live 3-part coaching teleconference with myself. I'm going to show you not how to just accelerate your profits with your business briefcase and the business you buy and invest in right now, but I'm going to show you how to take what you have, multiply that, and then go into more and more and more other niches so you have all these business units set up bringing in a ton of money. You just saw one of Greg Caesar's. How would you like to have multiples of those? Raise your hand. That'd be pretty exciting, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get 12 months free to our Smart Marketing Coaching Club. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, if it's just killing you, tell me to stop. If it's like, stop, man, stop. But you get 12 months. That's where Greg got his start at, in our Smart Marketing Coaching Club. All right, and you get 2 tickets to one of the most unbelievable seminars you will ever experience. It's called our Unleash Your Marketing Genius event. You don't get 1 ticket, you get 2. We bring people in. And you get personal, say what? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm your affiliate. My wife, she's wonderful. She's like waving me in and stuff. But how would you like to have me as your affiliate for your product?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be pretty exciting?
Yeah.
Huh? So check it out. I'm going to be an affiliate for your product. I'm going to announce your product to all of our affiliates who are always looking for niche products like this. And the only way for people to make money is to sell your product. Listen, this is like the Knitting Essentials business briefcase. There's only one. One. Not two, not three, one. Only one person gets it. This ain't no cookie cutter. This ain't no template. Only one person gets it. Not just in the UK. It means one person worldwide. There's no built-in competition. You can come up. Listen, if you want to be instantly in business, listen, I only have 32 markets that I'm making available. Only 32 markets that I'm making available, and if you want one of those, I think you better get up here. If you want one of those, you better get up here. Listen, only 32 briefcases. Listen, if you want one of these, you need to come up here. I'm talking about putting you in business instantly with myself. No HTML, no websites to develop. We're doing the hosting. Only thing we're going to do is plug in your ClickBank, and you can start making money. I'm going to announce all of your webs, and here's something that's really exciting. How many of you would agree that knitting, quilting, crocheting, and what was the other one? Something else are combined or similar to each other. Let's just say he has knitting. He probably wouldn't appreciate that, would he? He said, no, I got knitting. Okay, he has quilting. He's selling quilting and building this list on quilting, right? Wouldn't it make sense that he starts sending them information for sewing, for knitting, for crocheting? So check this out. We're going to have them selling each other's products as well. They're all going to be driving each other's sales while we're helping to drive their sales as well. If you came here to be in business, listen, if you want to go home and write copy, build a website, do your products, create a product and all that, by all means, go ahead. But we just done all the work for you. So if you want the work, go for it. But if you want to be in business instantly, then you need to come up here. Well, I guess you guys can't see. Can you guys have a quick seat? You're part of the team. Have a seat real quick. No. Stay up here. But just have a knee or sit down. I don't want you to leave. So this is everything you're getting. But check it out. This is everything you're getting. Bam! Look at that. Woo! Total value is $15,591 US. First come, first serve. You see how many people we have up here? I told you we only have 32. More people raised their hands saying that they would like to instantly be in business and be able to do business with myself. But it gets sweeter. Look at that. Oh, we got a head in the way. You get it for only 2,736 pounds. That's it, but check it out. I'm going to make it even sweeter for you. Optional three-payment plan. You can pay $912 pound. Did I say dollars? Yes. Forgive me. I beg your forgiveness. I'm so embarrassed. But for 912 pounds in three payments, realistically, by the time you're making your second payment, if you're doing this the right way, you're paying for it out of the program. We're trying to set you up to succeed. Doesn't that make sense? How many do we have? Are you coming? Okay, we have more. Listen, I almost guarantee you these are going to be the major success stories from this event.
Yep.
They're instantly in business.
We knew that before we came, but you convinced
them. Huh?
We knew that before we came, but now.
Yeah, now they know it for sure.
Yep.
I kid you not. You'll get 100% full support from us and getting everything done. And it's first come, first serve. So you're going to need, I need my wife and everybody to come up here so you guys can pick them up. But here's the thing I want you to know. All of these markets are strong, viable markets. All right? Every one of them are markets that we know will make the person that has them a ton of money. And we're going to make sure that happens. So you may have had a favorite market in your mind coming up here, but don't worry about it. Just take one of them and let's just get you going. All right? Hey, listen, that's it, folks. My time is up. I appreciate you guys for having me. I want to welcome everybody here that's a part of our strategic program, and I guarantee you I'm going to be sending Ted a ton of success stories, and for those of you that sat on your bus and didn't come up here, you're going to be regretting it, but I think all of them are taking it. I think they're all taken now. At least I hope they're all taken
put
now.
It there. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Fabulous.
All right. We appreciate it. I look forward to you guys making a ton of money. And listen, I'm going to be everybody's first affiliate. All of our affiliates, thousands of them, are going to be made aware of all of these products so that they can go out there and start selling these products as well. All right, my wife and everybody right here is going to take care of everybody. Again, appreciate it. Thanks a lot, people.
Stephen Pierce. Yahoo. Okay, we got dinner. We got dinner now. At 8 p.m., we'll be back in for the hot seats.